buenas tardes, buenísimas gracias a todos. A pesar de welcome, hoy mi hija, mi padre, mi hija. Pero a pesar de los otros, mis abuelos, don't have to put it right, for the big man, from the long of what he has taken. Number four, this is in the yard, but not in the book. Meet me at the Erlen Ocean Maple. What happens is we pull the press of his top of the Erlen. That is not violent. It's even the top of the trouble is the earth of the vehicle of the cigarette into the mirror. So then, this is not a psul on the group I call, it's a psul mifanata, so we go to Rasa in the Yisrael, the Shisha Asa, the first day of Alamay, because even though Ibo Tzure, according to Rashi, is lime, so you could really, mitzad, kachin, you could burn it, as well, then it seems like you're not allowed to burn it, because then there's no kachin beyond it, so therefore, Yisrael, the Shisha Asa. Am Yechanin, when Breita Omer, Am Zeh Yisorot Miyad, even though it's a psul that I learn, not in the book I told him, the fish are in the Eichman, so that psul also is Mechayev to Yisorot Miyad. Put Rashi, a Pesach Shem Nitmo, O Sheyotso, Yisorot Miyad, Barbo Oso. Ben Tzorich, Lahash Oso, Ad Aboyka Shoshisha Oso, שתו בצורו, זה דהיינו לילה איפה. תצרי בצורו קוראים פרש. ומי ביום זה, למוצר סורב לא יקדיע, וכמה נמצאו אתם כל שם ביום. נתמוה בעולם או ישם איסו, ואין פסולי בגובה מחמס דבר אחר, שאין לא יאוכלם, זה גם דדיניס, קוראים תרוויר המחלקס, אבי איך אני לא יקען דחסם. בישלי מתומי, כסיב הבוסה שיגע בכל תומי לא יהי אוכל ואיש יסול. וטרשי בישלוי מניתמו תום צריך. So Rashi learns the sugya, right at the end of the sugya, then we have to go back and learn Tosfos, but Al Kaponim, Rashi learns that the people in the sugya is, even though the Mishnah said two halachas, Yisorech Miyad, but the pupil of the sugi is on the first halacha, Yisorek. How do you know Bechlal there is a din tzreif? The Miyad, according to Rashi, the Baal of the Gemara isn't speaking about that. Bishloi mit Tomei, Tom tzreif. Tomei, you have to burn. This is a pasuk, Rabosu Shiga Bechol Tomei lo yeyochu, Be'esh Yisorek. How do you know, it says the second halacha in the Mishnah, that a Pesach sheyotza, there's a din tzreifer. How do you know there's a din tzreifer by yotza? The chsib hein lehuba es doma lo kodesh mitzvah. So, that was, Chayesh Rabbeinu asked, says in the pasuk, Vasir achata es dorish dorish moishe v'hinei soira. It was burnt. So he asked, why was it burnt? Hein lehuba es doma ala kodesh mitzvah. Doma ala moishe la'arim, Madu elo yachalto mesachatos. Why didn't you eat the chatos? He had two tzodim why it would be miyushiv, that their actions would be miyushiv. Number one, shema nifnas doma lifnai v'lifnai. Maybe the dam was nifnas lifnai. It was the chatos chitzoyna she nifnas doma lifnai. Amru loy, la, no, that didn't happen. Amaloi, Shema Chutzla Mechitzosa Yotzisa, maybe it went out of the Azor. Amaloi, La, Bakaydish Oysa. It was in the Kaydish, it never went out. We'll see in Rashi that Rashi darshans this conversation from the word Pnima. That means there's two kashas. Hein Lehuva es Dama La Kaydish, that's the first Shaila, that the Dam wasn't brought into the Kaydish. Pnima is a different kasha. Was it Yotza Mechitzosa? And they answered him, so that, but was it Yotza Mechitzosa? Or did it remain Pnima? And they told him it was Pnima. It never went out from the Mechitze. Bein Lehuva is Dama La Kodesh Pnima. Is Madua Leachaltam Oysai. So Memele, why didn't you eat it? Mechlau. So the Gemara learned that Vais tachoyis, if this would have occurred, so then, there were two things. It was one thing they didn't eat, and the second thing they burnt it. And so the Gemara seems to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, if one on his questionnaire that he gave them, if they would have answered yes on one of these things, it would be satisfactory why they burnt it also. So we see on the question of Yotzei, it's good that that's a good teretz, that it would have been Yotzei, it would have there would be a satisfactory, a legitimate reason for burning it. Here we see if the korban would have been Yotzei, inami ayol doma lifnim bas reifei from a mele. So here we see that Yotzei is also chayiv b'sreifei, but that doesn't help us too much because this pasuk is speaking about kochim kochim, it's speaking about achatos, and our mission is speaking about kochim kalim. So mele the vial we don't know yet pshat in our mishnah. From where we see that by kochim kalim also sheyotzum kutzum chitzosum bezachiyev seif. Let us devour see Rashi. Nusiva haboso v'gabi kochim kalim ksid. So bishloi metome ksid. So we know everything already. We know the halach of our mishnah that kochim kalim shenitmu needs seif. Shema nichnas doma ala kodesh lachaper behechol. Maybe the dam was brought in. The pasuk says, "No, okay." The cholchatos asheyuva midoma loyal boyid lachapel bekaidish loyseyachol beishti sorry. So that from this pasuk we learn out cholchatos achatos chitzayna asheyuva midoma loyal boyid. If the dam was brought in to the heichol lachapel bekaidish loyseyachol beishti sorry. So Memela, this was the second kasha. The second kasha was the first kasha. Shema nichnas dam ala kodesh lachapel beheichol. The nivsala kedarsi v'chol chatos hashiyuba midoma. In kainu, if this would have happened, yofa sisem shel sarachta. And it's also good that you had burnt it. Agav uche Rashi fataiches the posik v'chol chatos hashiyuba midoma aloy elmoyed. Aloy elmoyed means the heichol. That's how the Ramban says pshat in the pasuk also. That you brought it, tastes that's called those huva lifnim mimchitzosai. That means achatos chitzayna, the avoyde is in the azoret. So it's brought into the heichol. The dam was brought into the heichol. So memele. That's what says in the pasuk. Kochatos sheyuba midom aloyomoyed ba'ish tisori. Agmori grat says. Saloshin of Shema Nichnas Domo Lifnai Velifnim. So the Rishash is Moira this. You don't, Moira also says the same Loshin. The Rishash says, the Psul is, you don't have to go Achatas Chitzain in order to pass them to Mechayev Sreif, you don't need Lifnai Velifnim. As long as it went Lifnim, as long as it went to the Heichel, it's also Mechuyev Sreif. Then there was a second question. Shema Chutz Lemechitzosa, Chutz Lazor Yotzosa. Maybe it was taken out of the Zohar. Now, where do we see this question? That means from the Lashon of Moshe, Hein Lo Huva Es Doma El HaKodesh. So Kodesh means the Heichol at least. This is Kodesh Lagavi the Zohar. So why do you need Pnime? Alahochi Boy Minaya Bereish Shema Yatzusav Lehayis Pnime. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it went out of its mechitza. It wasn't in its mechitza. Vim keinu, and if that would be the case, yofa sisem, shesarafta. Va'om ruloi pnima hoisa. So they answered him, no, it never went out. Ruloi yotza. So lamadno shim yotza, so yoloi lesa. So here we know al koponim, from this pasuk we learn that al koponim, by kochim kochim, she yotza, kutzlam chitzosam, v'chayiv seif. With the Gemara, Bishloim and Nitma, Goli Rachmanim, Bekochim, Kalim. By Nitma, the Pasuk is speaking about Shlomim, Kochim, Kalim. So I know Kochim, Kalim, and Koshkim, Bekochim, Kochim, which are more chomo. So I've had the Gewissness that in Sreif. Elo Yoitzei, Ashkechem, Kochim, Kadoshim. The Pasuk that we learned from Pnim is speaking about Kochim, Kochim. That it's Nisra by Yoitzei. Kochim Kala Minova. How do we know Kochim Kala? Let us see Rashi. Nidmo vas ababosa she yigabachol tomi lo yochol be'eish yisorei. Rabbi Shlomim said, V'chosh ken kochim kochim dachmiri abadi gibis. That will be a din tzreif. Elo yoytze bechates ashkechem. V'kochim kalim min olon. The matzich leitane the masnis and tzreif elo yoytze the Pesach. Our Mishnah says that the yoytze of Pesach is chayif tzreifim. How does he know this? The Pesach only says that kochim kochim she yotzulun chutzum chitzosim is chayif tzreifim. It's one kash. Visu, another kash. Hodisanye, we learned in Abaraise, lon domo. What is Hirashi? Lon domo shall behemis kolb, damrinim bezvochim, inayim ledam shen nivsal bishkiya sachamo. That the dam, if it was not nizrak by shkiya sachamo, so it's possible, you can't be zoikir anymore. Shnema biyayim akrimi yazibchoy, ביום שאת זוויח אתו מקרי. So that's long domo. אגב אוכה, the tide of שקיעה סחמה, שהגסאי and סימן יזיין brings a מחלויקס. ובין היין and he brings toys with hold, that שקיעה סחמה means תחילס השקיעה. And he wants to say שקיעה סחמה means סייף השקיעה צייס הכחוב. צווי מאץ נגיעה to when you can daven מנחה. Because if the zrike, the mincha is tali in the tomit shobein abayim, so you have to know to when you can do the avoid of the tomit shobein abayim. According to the rabbeinu yain in Taisvis, can only, if after, you can't make the zrike after the shkia, so maybe you can't have a mincha after the shkia. According to Shagasai, you have a lot of time to daven yet. Yeah. Vesu, we learned about Isa. But if the dam is long, or nishbach dom, or yotza dom, or chutz l'kloyim, so Rashi, nishbach dom, the ein kan zrike, v'lo yuta rabosa. There wasn't any zrike. So memela, the bosa doesn't have a matter. וכן יוצא דומו, סרשי שס יוצא דומו, דמי פנימה דלעל נמי נפקה, דמיפסל אף הדם ביציאה, because it's very good, because the Pesach is speaking about the dam, הן לא הובה אס דומה אל הקודש, that's one kasha, was the dam brought into the קודש, and then there's another kasha we learn from פנימה, did the dam go out of the Azor, they told him no פנימה. So Al Kaponim, Sarashi says, this psul of Yotza Adam, the mitzal of Adam b'yitzia, and Gemara is asking a kash like this. Nishbach. So the Rita Sloshna Gemara is as follows. That, first of all, we have one kasha. How do you know Kochim Kala? Kochim Kala. That's number one. Number two, we have a shaila, and by Kochim Kochim, we only know if the boso was Yotza Chutzim Chitzos is Chayim Sefer. How do we know if there was a psul in the dam? Elon hadam, nishbach hadam, yotz hadam, the kaim elon b'sreifa, that we know that also the law is you have to burn the kolben, even though the psul was in the dam, minola. So then listen, on the third shaila of yotz hadam, achutz l'kloim, l'chayre, it's not shver the gemara's kasha, how do you know that the boso is b'sreifa? Because Rashi says that how do we know if Yotza Adam, that the Kolben becomes possible, we learn that from Pnime. So if we learn that from Pnime, Shteitach Klol, that Moshe Rabbeinu was satisfied why they burnt it, if it would have been Yotza Adam. So the Rishash asks this kasha on Rashi. The Rishash asks on could be the Gechveis, it could be the Rashi learned the Gemara's kasha was on the first two, not on Yotza Adam. But upon him, the Rishash seemed to learn that the Gemara's Shaila was on all three, so yes, on the third one, what's the problem? The same way you know that Yotza HaBosor, it's Chayiv Sreif, as you know Yotza Adam, it's Chayiv Sreif. Zok the Gemara is a minola, Navkilon mida Rab Shimon. The Sanye Rab Shimon Oima, Ba Kodesh Bo Eish Tisoret. Limeid al chatos shesreifoso bakoidish. Now, this pasuk says as follows. this pasuk says that b'chol chatos asher yuva midoma eloyel moyed lechaper b'kodesh loisei ochel ba'esh tisor. So now, a pashta dekra is speaking about that you had a chatos chitzayna. The mokim avoid is in the zoret. B'chol chatos asher yuva midoma eloyel moyed. You brought in the dam. You brought in the dam to the oil moy to the heichel. Lechaper b'kodesh, loisei ochel ba'esh tisorim. Now Chazal darshin the word b'kodesh. They put the b'kodesh to ba'esh tisorim. That b'kodesh is telling me the mokim where it should be burnt. So the pasuk reads as follows: V'chol chatos sheshuva midoma loyel moyed lechaper. Loi say ochel, it shouldn't be eaten. Then b'kodesh ba'esh tisorim. And the mokim aschefer should be b'kodesh in b'kodesh in the azor. So the Gemara says like this: Nafkelon mid'Rav Shimon. The sign here Rav Shimon oimer b'kodesh ba'esh tisorim. Limeid al chatos shesrei poso b'kodesh. Mir I see by a chatos shesrei poso b'kodesh. Let us see Rashi. The kaimlon the cholani b'sreifim. The chol agmoron amoitzim b'chol psulei kotchim yetsu lebeis asreifim. Manolam mikro. How do we know that all psulei kotchim, even though it's a psul in the dam, that is a chi of sreif on the bosom? Ba'koidish ba'azorim. So here it says the vial that achatos shehuva domo lifnim, you burn it ba'koidish in the azor. Ainli ella zu bilvad. So the pasuk is only speaking about achatos. Shar psulei kotche kadoshim. How do you know other kotche kadoshim? Ve'imurei kotchim kalim. That if they became nifsal, there's also adin sreife bakoidesh. You burn it in the azore. Talmud loyme v'chol bakoidesh ve'esh tisor. Now again, Chazal, Psazoi, transplanted the words. It says, V'chol chatos asher yuva midoma loyomoyed lechaper, ba'koidesh loyseyochel ba'esh tisorim. So Chazal used ba'koidesh, that's telling us the mocking, hasreife, ba'koidesh ba'esh tisorim. So now the Gemara darshens the V'chol, that says in the beginning of the pasuk, that V'chol chatos, and the Gemara darshens v'chol ba'kodesh, every kolben that the avoide b'kashrusoi is ba'kodesh, that means that avoide is in the azore, is ba'esh tisorei, so it should be burnt also ba'kodesh. It should also be burnt in the azore. So before we knew only achatos has to be burnt in the azore. How do you know all kotche kotchim? The muri kochim kalam also you have to burn in the azore. So the Vardis Barais is speaking about the mokim masdei. Let us see what Rashi says. Psulei shal kadoshim shemechitzosom bekashrusom shal kochim, that their mechitza when they are kosher is ba'azore. Dechsiv bahem bachatzar oyel moyit, that the everything has to be done in the oyel moyit. Achil has to be in the oyel moyit. Ve'imuri kotchim kalim shenifsalu, dibikashrusam hoisachoimis azor hamechitosam also. Chol ba'kodesh, everything that they avoided bikashrusam has to be in the azor. Daktore boy, by emurim, the avoid of the emurim, daktore simum is also ba'kodesh. Minayin she'ab shenifsalu, when they become posel, Tehei Shom Sreifosom. So the Gemara is asking now, without any droshes, we know Chatos Ba'Kodesh Ba'esh Tisorim. How do you know other Kabbonis which are similar to a Chatos, that the Mechitze B'Kashrusom is Ba'Kodesh, that also the Sreifo also has to be Ba'Kodesh? Minayim, yeah, so Memela, so that's B'chol. L'Hochi Noket Imurim. Why did the Gemara happen in Murim? The Nitma Bissoron shall kachim kalim, the boss of kachim kalim, the Nechal b'chol ha'il. Seifosam Nami Bacholi. So the Seif is also Bacholi. Kedisnan Seif and Aisoi. We learned in the previous Mishnah that you burn the Kolben Pesach, Yanitma, Bachatz Reiseyem, Oy Al Gag Reiseyem. So Memele, so from there, so Memele you see Klo that Bosso Kochim Kalim is Zichanat Bakoydish Beseif. So the Gemara asks, Elakol psul de kodesh kashim kalim inai. How do you know kashim kalim? Elo kol psul de kodesh b'sreife loishna kashim kalim loishna kashim gemore gemirilo. We learn out from Alocha Lamaisha Misina. Learn this out from Alocha Lamaisha Misina. When the Gemara asks later, so if you learn out from Allah Lamaisha Misinai that all Kotchim Psulim does a din sreife, so why do you need Bakodish Ba'eshti Sorif? Why do you need this Pasik? All Psulim Kodish need sreife. So the Gemara says to tell me that the Mokim has sreife, that the Mokim has sreife is Bakodish. Learning this Gemara, we can really appreciate Shitas HaTosfos. Taisvis, Daf Mentesim at Aleph, is Chaylik and Rashi. We had a Rashi, Daf Pei Aleph on the base. Rashi, we said Pei Aleph is very unclear. Shitas HaTosfos is that halacha that you have to burn it, b'mokayim, where it's kosher to eat, at Tavka by Kotche Kotche. Kotchim Kalim, Taisvis says there's no such thing that you have to burn it in Yerushalayim. Not mina Taira, mina Rabbanim, there's such a thing. And the Emerson, it's Muchach from Ar Gemara. Like, the Ar Gemara just started speaking about, how do you know you have to burn Achatos Bakoidish? It says Bakoidish Beishti, sorry. How do you have to know all Kotche Kotchim Oimurim Kotchim? Come, you have to burn Bakoidish, Bechol Bakoidish Beishti, sorry. Then the Gemara asks, but how do you know Bechol you have to burn Kotchim Kalim? So the Ar Gemara is asking, Kash, how do you know Bechol you have to burn it? We don't know you have to burn it. Not where to burn it. Who says you have to burn it, period? So the Gemara answers, that Allah l'mayishim yisina. Allah l'mayishim you have to burn it. So the Gemara writes, why do you need this Bakodesh Beishti Sorei to tell me where you burn? But the Pasuk is speaking about Kotche Kotchim. Bakodesh Beishti Sorei is speaking about, that's the whole flow of the Gemara. The Pasuk is speaking about Kotche Kotchim. Kotchim Kalim Bechlal, I know from Malach Mashmiz is a din sreifa, but where do I get that, where do I get that you have to burn Kotchim Kalim Bemokim Achilosom? I mean, it seems from Rashi, I mean, if Rashi holds it at the Reise, the Gemara, it seems Rashi held, we have to understand the Oimek HaDavar, but it would seem that Rashi held, that is true. If you know the Zachiyev Sreife and Kotche Kotchim Shenifsulu, so that doesn't mean that Kotche Kalim Shenifsulu is Zachiyev Sreife. Maybe there's no Chiyev Sreife, it's only a din in Kotche Kotchim, not in Kotchim Kalim. But after I know from the Locha L'Moshe Misinai that there's a chiyuv sreifa by kochim kalim shenipsalu, now this already is a gili milsa that I can learn out from kochi kochim. By kodesh beish tisov is a gili milsa that the mitzvahs sreifa, it's a gili milsa and mitzvah sreifa, the mitzvah sreifa is b'mokayim achilosoi. Then you can, that Rashi helps for some reason, you can't ask a pilche, maybe dafke kochi kochim and not kochim kalim. The din sreife, that's the kodesh is mechayiv the din sreife. So this is so maybe kochi kochim, that's choma, it's mechayiv to burn. Kochi kalim, could be no chayiv sreife, it's a gringere kedusha. But after I know that there's a din sreife already, now this is only a gili milsa ba'alma, this is no shaykhis, this is a gili milsa ba'alma, that mitzvah sreife is b'mokim achilasai. So kochim, the mokim achile is in the azore.
in Murim, the Mokim Aktoris and Dazor, so therefore the slave is also Dazor. This already seems Rashi holds it's a Gili Milsa Balme. In Taisav is held that there's no such thing. This is the whole Aloche was said by Kotshe Kotshe. Kotshe Kalim is a different, it's a different Aloch. This Aloch la Moshe Misinai. And this, there's no Gili whatsoever where the Mokim Misraif has to be. That's why Taisav holds it's only other Rabbonim.
Fragt die Gemorre, Bechatas Tahara. Sei Bazoi, if there's a loch la Moshe Messinai, that all Kochim Psulim, there's a din Sreife, so why do I need the whole Parsha of Chatas Aren to tell me, that we learned that before from there, that Yoitzei needs Sreife, why didn't you, I have a loch la Moshe Messinai, that all Kochim Shanipsul, there's a din Sreife, and the moment Shemaise Shahoye Kachoy, Einach Anami, The parsha was not written to tell me that Kochim Shenifsulu was Besreife. The parsha was written to tell me it was a Maisha Shoya, so the Torah recorded the Maisha. But not to be Megala, the Hilchas Reife. Zogt Rashi, Kochim Kalim the boy Sreife Klau, Bishar Psulim Chutz Mitume. Tume, we have a pasuk we brought by Shlomim. But Shar Psulim, in Olam, let's learn out from Tumah Deshani, Tumah the Pasla Ape Tumah Maisa. Tumah is a bigger psul. Tumah is a psul that's Neigafilu by Tumah Maisa. So Memele, so that psul is done Sreifa. But a psul that's Meyuchid Lekoidesh could be by Kochim Kalim, you don't need Sreifa. It's only at the Kochim the Kipsul. And it's by Kochim Kalim, could be on the Tzreif. And the Mahilch is a Gemiri law. The Chat is down the Yitzchak Lefushi Bo Sreife Ba Ninusa. If you learn they burnt it because they were in them, or be Tziyosa, or there was a Gilei of Sreife Al Yoitze. Ela Mai Shisho Yud Ishtoi. Le Kamen Porech Ba Bosa Shiga Bachol Tome Lomoli. So why do you need a Pasuk to tell me that Kochim Kalim Shanit Mudas Adin Sreife, it's a Lach Lamaish Messina, I call Kochim Shanipsalu is Chayiv Sreife. Uletono the Vei Rabbe Baravua. In fact, the Gemara is Zakash. According to Ton, the Vei Rabbe Baravua, the Oma. Avilu Pigul Ton Ibo Tzure Minolon. How does Rabbe Baravua know that Pigul needs Ibo Tzure? Now, this shail of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. The flow of the Gemara all of a sudden stops. We mentioned before, we're learning Rashi, the Gemara only asked Akasha, how do you know there's a din sreife by Tomei? How do you know there's a din sreife by Yoitzei? The Gemara as yet did not involve itself. How do you know it's miyad, if it's miyad, or if it's not miyad? The Gemara didn't speak about that. The Gemara just wanted to know one thing, is there a din sreif? Now all of a sudden, we didn't talk about the miyad. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara asks Akasha, according to Tone Devei Rabba Barbuda Matula Pigul Tone Ibotsure, how does Rabba Barabua know that Pigul needs Ibotsure? So it would seem from this Gemara's Kasha that we also mevarer the din miyad. So now we have a Kasha, it's miyad. That the Kochim Shenifsul is miyad. So how does Rabbi Baravua know that Pigul Toni Botzure? That's what seemed the Ritas Loshna Gemara. But according to Rashi, we never spoke about that. We never spoke about the miyad. So we have to understand how the Kasha comes in all of a sudden. But the Gemara fractor it's a Psanaya Kasha. According to Rabbi Baravua that says that Pigul, which is a psul aguf needs a betzure menolo, how does he know this halacha? Yalef oven minais. Zegzeire shove the rashis goes with a flow. The smastami zicha learns out oven minaisa. He learns out zegzeire shove from naisa, just like naisa when naisa is burnt, it doesn't have the tzura on it. It's not fresh anymore. So Memele, Pigul, when Pigul is burnt, also, it should look like nicer. It shouldn't look like a fresh piece of meat. Learn how to Xayah Shalom.
Frag the Gemara. So that's the only way you can know the halacha of Ibotzur is from Noisa. The Nelef Oven Mechatas Ba'aren. Let's learn out from Chatas Ba'aren. Chatas Ba'aren, the Zichah was they burnt it right away. Binei Dorosh Moshe, Binei Seirah. So the Chatas Ba'aren was burnt right away. So why doesn't he learn from Chatas Ba'aren? Omelecho. So Rabbi Barabu said, Chatas Ba'aren. Ki I gavna nami b'tzuru l'doiris boi. So what did he answer? He said, if chatos ta'ar, that means if the, whatever the psul was, psul tume, psul aninis, if the psul, whatever the psul was that they burnt it, so he says, you know, you'd also need ibotzuru. That means if you're asking me, Akasha, learn that of and of, why do you learn it of and of from Nisa, learn that of and of from Chatas Da'aren, that there was Tomei, let's say, and it didn't need a Batsura. So how do you know to learn out Pigel from Nisa, learn out Pigel from Tomei? That would be the Kasha. So Rabbi Baravu said, Tomei also needs a Batsura. Chatas Da'aren ki agavna nami a Batsura l'dairis boy. There that he didn't make a Bilzure, there there was a Rosho. But the snapshot is that this Psul doesn't need a Bilzure. All Psulim need a Bilzure. It's a Mamela, so therefore it's no Kasha why I didn't learn out oven from Chatas Da'aren, because Chatas Da'aren, even though then it didn't need a Bilzure, but the Deiris needs a Bilzure. Let us see Rashi. Afilu pigul shepsule begufay toni b'tzure. Hod etone da rabba barabula yisparish meiches. Atash, I don't know where he said this memory. The Gemara is bringing out, he said it someplace else. We're bringing it here. So where was the original place where he said it? Rashi doesn't know. Minolei da bai b'tzure. Pshitalon. It goes with a hemsha. Pshitalon da taima mishim da gama oven mina isa. Mistami, he learns that oven minaisa. Where do you have oven? Ksiv be pigul vanefesh echelus mimena avoyno tisa. Says a lotion oven by pigul. Ksiv be naisa va oichlo avoyno yisa. So you learn that oven minaisa. Now how do you know that va oichlo va avoyno yisa speaking about naisa? Va haikro be naisa makminile be krisis be gzeire shove. Because there it says, ki es kaidish Hashem chilel. Says lotion kaidish. So by nois it says ki kaidish. So memele. So this pasuk boichlo avoyne yisa. Since it's ki es kaidish Hashem chilel, so speaking about noisa, and it's speaking about noisa, and then we learn out over and over minois. The goma pigol minois. Man noisa kivah ubal tzura. So just like by noisa, when you burn it, it does not have the tzur anymore. Af pigul tzorir shetuuba tzorosi. So according to Rashi, this is the hakdama to the Kasha. That Rabbi Baravua holds that pigul needs a b'tzure. Zichah, he learns out in Zereshove, oven minoisa. That's it as I. Frag the Gemara, now this the Kasha starts. Va de goma minoisa. Ligmerei michatas da'aren, shenisra fo boi bayoim. Tachsiv beina mioboim. There was burnt by B.M. This is also oven. Whatever they did, Moshe was Moida later. Before he had a time on them. But at the end he was Moida them. So you see, he was Moida on the Sreifa of Boi B.M. also. Whatever they did, he was Moida to them. So let's learn out from here that a kolm that's psule begufa is the son of Miyad. So he says, Rabbi Baravu said as follows, Ki hai gavne, whatever the case was, by chatas da'aren, bein laman doma bizvoch mnei aninis nisrafo, bein laman diom ibnei tume nisrafo, v'doiris po yibotzur, they also need yibotzur. Koi rosho, hoi se shesofu al leboi bayoi. There was a hirosho, shesofu al leboi bayoi. You have to know how it was nisgala to them this Eiro Ashur. I mean, they didn't hear from Moshe Rabbeinu this Eiro Ashur. Moshe Rabbeinu had tainus on them. So Sam says, Moira, this, how was there such Eiro Ashur? But Al Kaponim, it would seem that, Al Kaponim, we have a shtikol hemshech in the sugya. We learned out in the beginning of the sugya, the psu yoitzei from Chatas Da'aron, even though later we don't need it, but Al Kaponim, we learned that from Chatas Da'aron. Chatas Da'aron, the Sreifa was, we learned it before the Din Sreifa from Chatas Da'aron. And Chatas Da'aron, the Din Sreifa was Miyat, so the Gemara asked, so why didn't Rabbi Bavua learn out, from over there, oven, that the Din Sreifa is Miyat? So the Gemara answers, he held that Din Miyat was only a Rosh Shor, which is not Negeya to any Korban Achshav. Look the Gemara weiter. Hash zamrin in kolpsu lai de kaidish besreifen. Now that we said kolpsu lai de kaidish besreifen loishna de kotshe kotshe. We said this Allah lamaish misina. Kolpsu lai de kaidish besreifen loishna de kotshe kotshe loishna kotshe kalim Gemara gemirulam. Saba kaidish ba eish tisorif. Why do you need that pasuk? This pasuk is ichet telling us Allah is for Al-Khatos. Asher, Yuva Midom, Aloy, Omoy, Lachapa, Bakaydish, Lachapa, Beishti, Sorei. Why do you need, this pasuk is telling us Allah, that it was Nifsal, that the dam was brought lifnim, that it needs Reife. Why do you need a special pasuk? We have Allah, Lamoishim, Isinay, that all Kachim, Shanifsalum, needs Reife. And for the Gemara, Ahu, Legufe, it's Terech. No, Beishis Avlamali, Umiboy Leishis Reifasa Bakaydish. There, you hear Bakaydish based Yisrael tells us where the Mokim Sreif is. The Allah Elamayishim Isina only tells us that there's a Chiev Sreif. But the Mokim Sreif, I wouldn't know. So it says Bakaydish based Yisrael. So here this pasuk is telling us that the Mokim Sreif is Bakaydish, but Mokim Achilos is Shamtai Sreifos. Period. For like the Gemara, I have another pasuk that tells me Sreifa by Tomei. Abos Hashiyiga b'chol Tomei le'yayochol b'ishi sorei lomoli. Why do we need this pasuk to tell us that Tomei needs Sreifa? And for the Gemara, ahu legufei itzterich. This pasuk you have to comes to tell us that you have to burn it. I have a loch l'moishim isinai that all kachim psulim needs reife. Esal kedaitach amine kol psulei de kodesh. I would think that loch l'moishim isinai is only speaking about if the psul is a psul that's only noyig be kodesh. It's a kodesh to ke psul. Ki goin. Lon domo, v'nishpach domo, v'yotza domo, v'nishchato balaylo. The Bisraifa, the last Nubachula. This is a Miyuchadike, a Kaidish Dikipsul. So a Kaidish Dikipsul is Machayev Sreifa. Avol Nitmo, the Bechula Nami Mibsul. But Nitmo is not only a Psul, that's Miyuchad the Kaidish. Nitmo is a Psul, that's applicable. Trum is also possible when it becomes post Tomei. Avo nitmo de bechule nami mifso, it's a psu all over. Amen. Ho yovis avid bei uvdin de choyu, I would think, since it was chal on it a psu, which is not a kachim de kipsu. So this is already a chil in the kedusha. Amen, loite bo yisreife vetizkelei bekvure, I would think, that if it became Tomei, so it's like a chilul in the Kedusha. He says, the whole din that you need Sreife is if the Kedusha of the Basar is still around. No, it's a Kedush to Kepsu. But I would think if it became Tomei, so this already is a Psu that's Mechalul the Kedusha. So I would think, so it's the Mechal of the Kedusha, so now, so there's no Din Sreifa, the whole Din Sreifa is Mitzad, the Kedusha Sakom, which is still around. But if the Kedusha became Nischalo, I would think that there's no din Sreife. But this Gelei Bekvure, Kamash Melon. That no. Kamash Melon, that Afal Pikein, it's two mis to need Sreife. Let us see what Rashi says. Kis reifos on bakoide shetzach lesorf on bazorem. Uvden de choyl, maise choyl, shiloi nizaru, ven nitma, nischalala, ve huzla bikdusha sos, that it was a chilu kedushem. Ve'tizgela bekvure, Lagainza min ha'ayim shaloi yachlu aklov. So I would think, since it lost its kedusha, was nischalal the kedusha, I would think that kvura is sufficient. Now, this is a very interesting Rashi b'achzachmir. Rashi says, I would think that tizgila b'kvura. So what the hava mine that kochim shenitmu should need kvura? Is this adarabonan de kikvure or adaraisa de kikvure? Tis galon bekvure, kamash malon de nitzreife. The Rashash seems to say dachsmer in the sugget only adarabonan de kikvure. This adarabonan de kikvure, I hear a shtickle ha'ore. Rashi in Tmure, daf lamed dalet of omed alef, says as follows. The Mishnah says, kol anisrofim lo yikaveiru. You shouldn't bury Nisrofim. So Rashi says, you know why you shouldn't bury Nisrofim? Dilme osi inish v'ashkech lohu v'ochu. So Rashi says, Amor Yedike Rashi, you're not permitted to bury Nisrofim. It's going on Trumet Meyo also. Dilme osi inish v'ashkech lohu v'ochu. So Kvure is not a complete prevention of shalai yikar shal adam boy. Kvure. Dilma osa yinish v'ashkech lubach, a person might come to eat it. So therefore you should burn. Kol an yisrof lo yikaveir, so Rashi is telling us, al shash kilkul, kvure is not an eitze, because a person might come and eat it. So fakev, al shash kilkul, you have to burn it. Fakert is a different cheshmet, so why call on igborim lo yisareifel? Because today you couldn't burn it because of reason. Maybe you might have enough from the heifel. But al koponim, so that's why you don't have an eitzah. But when you have an eitzah, so burying is not a trufe to prevent kiltu. And here, so if the Gemara means that v'tizgila b'kvure, if this gila bekvure, that rabbonin de ketakone, a person should, I mean, no one should be nichshel, so number one, so what's the retman wegen klovim? Shlo yechlu klovim, Rashi and Tamura says, kvure is no good, du ma osi inish vashkru en vachu. Why is Rashi clearing about klovim? Was geht mir on klovim? Goinza min ha'ayin shlo yechlu klovim. So why is this, it's not also a kilko de kedin. So what kind of a kvure is this? Elulei de mistafine, I'm really not bekant in the Indian, but perhaps the havamin of the Gemara was as follows. It's brought down that the parsha of Egla Rufa, that Egla Rufa needs kvure min ha'Torah. Needs kvure. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Taf Choftes, Egla Rufa is also ba'ano, kapora ksiv bo kekotshim. Egla Rufa is not koidish, but it has dinei koidish, that it's also ba'ano. So perhaps the havamin of the Gemara was, we have a dovo that's kapora ksiv bo kekotish, but it doesn't have any kedusha. So there's a din kvure taka, the raisa dike din kvure. What do you accomplish with the kvure? Maybe that's legoyim and I'm shleich lu klov. It's not a drabon de kedin. This is a deraisa de kedin mitzad de chevze, not mitzad a mensch on the schnichsel. We're not talking about a mensch, we're talking about klovim. there's a din that no benefit should be derived from Egla Rufa. It's lechaper boy kaporek sivbo kikotchim. So Mamela it's also banos. So the din is no could be is that the chet, no one is permitted. It's not permitted that benefit should be derived from it. So in order to make sure that this will occur, you're going to minayim shaliyachlu klovim. Could be it's a deraisa dikyadin. That's what the Gemara's Havamina was, that kochim shenitmu, in order shaliyachlu klovim, I mean, so there's a din kvura dum yedeg larufa. I would think there is no din sreifa. So kamash malon, that's where the Bosa comes to tell us. That a bosa shiga b'chol tomei b'eish yisorev. Either one of the two, even though it was this avid bay, uvdin d'chol, apal pikein, this still adin sreif. Dr. Gemara weiter. Nitmu haba olim oishem meisu to ubar tzurasa. So there's a din of what of ibar tzure. That's what the Tanakhama holds. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike says that it's a sefer miyat. Omar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said as follows. Machloikis, the whole machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike is shenitmu bailem achazrike. That the bailem became tomei after the zrike. That means, so what's the case? We have here a kosher called Pesach. They made zrike. Now, this chazi bosa lachila, that means it's after zrike, so the bosar is chazi lachila, and then all of a sudden the bailam died. So what do we have over here? So we have a korban Pesach without bailam. That means we have yisod a kosher korban, which factually cannot be eaten. Nitmo, meisu. So then, the chachamim hold, there's no psul in the gufa korban. The psul is, there's no one to eat it. Which is a problem. So then you need to batsurosam, but it's not a psulagut. And Afal Pikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike says it's also tisorif miyat. Avol nitmu bailim lifnei zrike, but what is before the zrike? The bailim became tomei, so there's no bailim now on the kolbum. So now this is apostle, a zrike, this is a zrike, shalei l'shem bailim, this is a zrike without bailim. That the bosa doesn't become chazi lachila day the zrike. If I count the zrike, it's like a psul in the it's like a zrike psula that passes the bosa. Is chazi bosa lachila is divrei hakel. Then I feel according to the Tanakam, he is sorif miya. That was Rabbi Yosef Shtik Torah. Let us see what Rashi says. Machloikis to come a Tanakama psuloi machmas dovarachahu. When does the Tanakama hold? That with there's no bailim, it's a psul machmas dovarachahu. Boy, ibotsuzer, kainshanit ma bailim achazrikas hadam. The nasu kol avoidus hadam behershel. So then it's a zaitik psul. It's a kosher kol with a zaitik psul. Avonit mu koidim zrikis. Drachmon edach yele pesach sheni. He can't bring a Pesach Ishan. Nimtza Zrike, Nimtza Zrike, Shaloi Bebailam. So this is a Zrike without Bailam. There's no Bailam on it. Vavalei Psulei Begufoi, the Zrike Psulei. This is Apostle Zrike. A Zrike Shaloi, without Bailam. The Yisorif, Meyad Beyudal, the Phil, according to the Tanakam. That's what Rabbi Yosef wanted to say. Meis veifek de gemora kashef Rav Yosef, we learned about reis is that a klal, kol shepsulei begufoi, yisorif miyad. If there's a psul aguf, yisorif miyad. Bidam u bebailim tu batzuros v'yeitze lebeis ha-sreife, tatoni bailim dum yedidam. So the tane was makish bailim tedam. Ma dam, what's the psul by dam? Madam lifnei zrike, the psul by dam etzicha lifnei zrike. That's the psul and the dam. That's the only case you'll have the psul and dam. Avaylam lifnei zrike. So baylam ratzach oichet that it's lifnei zrike. And v'af al pikein, even though there were no baylam b'shas zrike, af al pikein it's to Ubar Tzurosa. It's a klor, not the way Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef said if the Bailam was nit Malifne Zrike, according to everyone, it's the Sorof Miyad. We see klor, that even though there was no Bailam with Zrike, it's also to Ubar Tzurosa. And with the Gemara, Elo, if you have to make Cheshbonis between, before Zrike or after Zrike, Elo, Yitma, Och Yitma. Mach loike, shenit mo bailem lifne zrike. Taker, then there's a mach loike. Taker, we see that the Tanakama holds that the lo nit mo bailem lifne zrike. It's also to Batsaros, not the way Rabbi Yosef said. So taker, mach, but when did Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike say that it has a loch of psule begufoi, dav kishenit mo bailem lifne zrike. Lo yischazi, bos alochi, dav loike psule begufoi. So then Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike holds that Yisorif Miyad. Avo nit mo bailem lach azrike. But if you made a kosher azrike, and now the whole problem is that there's no bailem to eat up the kolben. This chazi bosel achila divrei hake upsulei machmas dover hache boi yibur tzurem. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara wants to say that if you have to make an akimta, the akimta goes as follows. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike only said it's a din of psul aguf, tavke, if it was lifnei zrike, but if it was ach zrike, it doesn't have a din of a psul aguf. Zogt Rashi. Bedam, kigay nitma dam, ein nishpach loretz. Ach loikes lifnei zrike, osam poli Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, dachosh vlei psulei begufei. That's the second lotion. Habitane kamas over me komokim bo psul zele machmas da varache. Musi leidem Rabbi Yochanan, no ma af lach azrike na mi lach loikes. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say no. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike holds that there is a shem psul aguf, not only lifnei zrike, but also lach azrike. Rabbi Yochanan no ma, Rabbi Yochanan says af lach azrike na mi lach loikes. Seems Rishonim didn't have this girsa af la'ach azrika dami machloikis, la'ach azrika machloikis. But Rishonim say that even la'ach azrika does not mean only la'ach azrika, it means la'ach azrika is also machloikis. That means in the chumra Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike holds yisorif miyad, that's la'ach azrika, even though it's chazi bos or la'achiva. Ba'ozdo Rabbi Yochanan letaimei. Ba'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike Rabbi Nechemya Omru Dovarecho. He said that they both hold one thing. And we'll see, just like Rabbi Nechemya speaking about after Zrike, so who Adin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike speaking about after Zrike. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike hod amorim, that's our Mishnah. Rabbi Nechemya Mai, the Sanya Rabbi Nechemya Oimer Mibnei Aninis Nisrefozu. Rabbi Nechemya said the reason that the Chatas Ta'arim was burnt was because they were oinanim, they were unable to eat the kolben. Lekach nema ka'ele, we'll see in Rashi, v'ho'aninis k'la'ach azrika have v'chi isteref la'alta isteref. So, we'll see soon the Cheshbon in Rashi. But the Gemara says that the psul aninis is equivalent to a psul la'ach azrike. That means a psul la'ach azrike means that there was the davoida was done already. The only problem is you have no one to eat it. That's a psul la'ach azrike. And Nechemya says that was why they burnt the chatos. It was a kosher avoida. There was no one to eat it. That's why they burnt it. And Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, Rabbi Nechemya hold one shita. So we see from Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike is speaking about a case that even though the only psul is unable to be eaten, afopikein tisoref miyad, just like the Nechemya said chatos ta'aron, which also that was also the only psul that was unable to be eaten, and afopikein Rabbi Nechemya says tisoref miyad. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi mach yeah mit nei aninis nisre fo chatos ta'amen shoy yoinenim basurim lechol bekotch The reason it was burnt is because they were unable to eat it. V'chsiv l'echalti bo'inim imenu. It says, how do we know that anoinen is also tit kotshim? We learn that a kal v'choyme from Eiser Sheni. By Eiser Sheni said l'echalti bo'inim imenu was a kotshim b'kal v'choyme mim Eiser. So madach Eiser Sheni is also b'achilas aninus about the givis kotshim. L'kach nema ka'eile. V'tikreno isi ka'eile shani oinon. Aaron told, Aita Bene Hashem, since I'm an Oinon, Shani Oinon, Vahaycha Yisei Oichel Kotshim, how was I about to eat it? So we see from Rav Nechemid that that's Ilum Shatan Posek. That Aaron told Moshe, how could it be eaten? I'm an Oinon, an Oinon is also to eat Kotshim. And Rashi explains the whole Shaklavatai. L'moshe nitzav aleim olehem, Moshe told them, k'ruas ha-mincha neiseres mishe Hashem, v'achlu ba'aninis. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that the mincha should be eaten even though they're oinonim. V'hoya sovo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was under the impression that there was a hirosho, that even though they're oinonim, and an oinon is also bekotshim, but there was a hirosho that today the kotshim had to be eaten. Therefore, sh'af ha-chatas te'yochel ba'aninis k'mincha. The chatas also should have been eaten. V'omar loy Aaron, so Aaron told Moshe, Shem loy shemato b'mincha zu. You only heard that Tzibi was by the mincha, shehi kotshei shol, this was kotshei shol yom shmini shol miluim. Nitztavi so oiso mincha. This was a mincha which was miyuchid for this day. V'avani moide, l'chaim moide, and the other kabbonis, which were also kotshei shol, b'soyer narshen, b'soyer shol yoyim d'chsiv abnei yisot, v'abalei mekhusirizim l'chatos, shem kotshei shol choyve l'yoyim. This was a choyve for this day, v'achilos and mutaloinen. V'akel, so there was a heter that is permitted to be eaten by noinen. Amol chatozu, si'ir o'ishchoydishu. But this chatos that we burned was the si'ir o'ishchoydish, v'kotshei doyresei. This wasn't a kolm that's miyuchet for today. This was a chatos o'ishchoydish. V'asurin lo'inom, s'memele. So therefore Aaron told them, suppose that this couldn't have been eaten. We weren't allowed to eat this. And lo'inom is also b'achilas kotshim. But that's how Rav Nechemya learns pshat. So that's why they burnt it. We had a kolm that was a kosher kolm, but could not be eaten. Rav Yude Poli Galoho, so maybe the schoilek and Rav Nechemya v'om ebnei tumen isrefom. The reason it was burnt is not because there was no one to eat it, because it was tomei, there was a psulaguf. Shenit meis boines, v'hai ka'ele dorish lei, amai dekom amoyshe la'ari, shem amitech tzaruch pashat abo v'nit meis. It was nitme boines, but Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, maybe mitoich tzaruch, since you were so involved in your tzar, pashat abo, so you were peshei, and that's how v'nit meis. That's what you think of me. That when I'm in the mokav of tzar, I'll be peshei and the kodesh has become tome. Shani mevaze kotshe kotshim il mole kiruni ko eilo vecho eilo leisi mevaze oisem. I became tome, it was became tome boinus, not the pshiach has for sure. Hochi garsit. So now let's get back to what Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Yochanan, Mebroika, hold over echo. Vaninis kalach ezriko. Shafilu, so Rashi says as follows, Shafilu meisu noda vavir lefnei zrike. Afilu they died lefnei zrike, ein azrike nefselis bekach. There's no psul that you're making a zrike and a kolben that will not be able to be eaten. Techatas loidomi lepesach, the ikre lachila. A pesach is ikre lachila. So if you zoyrik, the dam of a pesach, shaloi loichlo, that's a psul in the kolben. Aber die wohl hat es doch schon in der Euchland die da. Der Lachaporo, sie war kein Jesus, sie war ruhig. Der hat es was von der Kaporo für ganz klar Jesus. So was geht man an, ja essen, nicht essen. So there's no psul, if there's a zrike, an a kolm that can be eaten. The im, so me meile, so there's no psul in the zrike. Im neishi krivu ba ninis, und nipsul odoinen shavad chilu. Lo yed yoyte me krivu, ki im Aaron atzmoy. Aaron was the one that did the avoide. The Kaimalon Kain Godl Makrivoin and Vene Oichel, the Loch is that a Kain Godl is permitted to do the Avaide. He's not allowed to eat. Vach, meaning is Vach. The Dorshinin, heim hayem ekrivu, de komo le Moshe la Aaron, dilme baninis akrifte, Moshe beinu le est Aaron. Maybe it was nikra baninis, and that's why you psalti, or, va kein serafte Moshe, omo le Aaron, hein hayem, vri heim hayem ekrivu, de posse baninis. Were they makrib, ani ikrafti? I was the one that did all the bodies, le posse la bayani, vi aninis, I'm the kain godo. So Memele was so there was a koshere kol. What was wrong? The only thing that was wrong was you have nothing to do with the kol. It cannot be eaten after the zrike. Usreif and miyad havoy b'lo yibel tzure umidakom harab yoichen. So Memele, so Yisif Rab Nechemya holds that even though the whole that what is wrong with the kol is only it cannot be eaten. Bava piken Rab Nechemya holds that. And the Chemya holds that you burn it right away. And we did come a Rabbi Yochanan. And the Chemya and Rabbi Yochanan Mebreika Omru Dover Echot Al Mesvira Lohu they hold the Plukta de Masnissen Abchenitmu La'achas Rike. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Mebreika the Chomim is after even though it was not me after this Rike. Davoy this Tam Nasu Behechsher V'lohochi Yisorev Miyad אבל פי כן יסורף מיד, מבני שאין מי שיוכלנו כחתס תארן. Just like חתס תארן, לא היו לו פסול אחר. או שלא היו לו איכלן. The whole פסול was, there was no איכלן.